new claim against Brett Kavanaugh.
Some senators wonder whether his nomination can now survive.
White House pushes back.
This is starting to feel like a vast left-wing conspiracy.
Punishment for Bill Cosby.
The 81-year-old could spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Tiger roars again.
All of a sudden it started hitting me that I was going to win the tournament.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. There's a second allegation of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. It emerged hours after initial accuser Christine Blasey Ford agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee this Thursday. CBS's Nancy Cordes says this new claim comes from 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez.
According to the New Yorker article, when she and Kavanaugh were first-year students at Yale, he, quote, exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party. Ramirez admits her memories contained gaps because she had been drinking at the time of the alleged incident. But some of her classmates confirmed to Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer they were told at the time about it. In a statement, Kavanaugh insisted this alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so.
On CBS this morning, White House aide Kellyanne Conway backed up what Kavanaugh has said about this new claim.
His comment last night about the second so-called accuser is incredibly instructive. He's now calling this a smear campaign. Indeed, this is starting to feel like a vast left-wing conspiracy. The New York Times says that they interviewed dozens of people over the last couple of weeks trying to verify the second accusation, and they couldn't go forward with the reporting.
And there could be more. Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, says he represents a woman with information about high school-era parties attended by Kavanaugh. In Pennsylvania, a two-day sentencing hearing opens today for a sexual assault convict who was one of television's biggest stars.
Bill Cosby may very well spend the rest of his life in prison. Or the judge overseeing the case could decide to give the 81-year-old probation. He was found guilty on three counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and molesting a woman at his home in 2004. Judge Stephen O'Neill faces a guideline sentence of 1 to 4 years, but he can choose anything from probation to the max, a 30-year prison sentence. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Well, China's new round of tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports took effect today. The action adds taxes of 5 to 10% on thousands of things. It comes as U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods are set to take hold today. It's a week of diplomacy for President Trump at the United Nations. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
This week here in New York, the president will meet with leaders from key U.S. allies, the U.K., France, Israel, and Japan. Mr. Trump is also set to sit with the presidents of Egypt and South Korea. But his U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, says the agenda isn't set in stone.
Certainly at any given time, a head of state can request the president for a meeting, and the president will have the prerogative to make that decision.
In addition to his speech to the General Assembly tomorrow, Mr. Trump will preside over a Security Council meeting on Wednesday. Officially, it's about curbing the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Mr. Trump says it's about Iran. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, New York.
Well, President Trump tweeted about Tiger Woods yesterday as Woods was on his way to win a golf tournament for the first time in 5 years. He dominated at the Tour Championship in Atlanta on NBC Sports.
I've worked my way back, and I couldn't have done it without the help of, you know, everyone around me.
The 42-year-old Woods coming back from two back surgeries. It's the 80th victory in his pro career. There are still treacherous floodwaters in parts of the Carolinas more than a week after Hurricane Florence. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Conway, South Carolina, a community facing additional flooding from a rising river.
We've talked to people who are filling up sandbags still. They're trying to protect their homes best they can as they watch the Waccamaw River here flood. It has been flooding for days now, and it's not expected to crest until possibly tomorrow at 3 to 4 feet above the record.
I'm Jim Crisula. The North Carolina State Fairgrounds has become a giant doggy daycare. Trish Wittick is among the many volunteers caring for dogs whose owners' homes have been affected by floodwaters.
There's just people that realize that for many folks, a four-legged companion is everything to them. And we are having elderly people, church groups, young kids coming in.
Some of the dogs will end up in foster homes. Others may eventually go up for adoption.
Well, this week, we take a closer look at education in this country. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen opens our series in New Orleans, where a charter school effort in the years since Hurricane Katrina is paying dividends.
scores are up across the board in New Orleans schools.
Reforms put in place in New Orleans are truly unprecedented.
Tulane Professor Doug Harris directs the Education Research Alliance.
It has been a life-changing experience to be involved in public education through this period.
Hannah Deitch is with the Louisiana Department of Education. Harris says the historic improvement results from throwing out the neighborhood school model and having private organizations run each school with citywide open enrollment.
We now have an almost all charter school system.
Letting each school develop its own plan, he says, has been key.
Give schools more flexibility.
Harris notes New Orleans had unique advantages born from Hurricane Katrina, shutting down all of the schools and essentially restarting the system from scratch. It's been a blessing for most, but not for all.
He didn't get into any of the schools.
The school that they picked does not have bus transportation.
The open enrollment system leads to a quarter of kids ending up in schools they don't want to attend. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A Republican congressman in Arizona is facing some stiff opposition in his bid for re-election from members of his own family. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
I'm Dr. Paul Gosar.
High time to build that wall, says the four-time congressman's campaign ad.
Paul's absolutely not working for his district.
And this is an ad for his opponent.
If they care about health care, they care about their children's health care. They would hold him to account.
Voiced by six of Gosar's siblings.
My name is Tim Gosar.
David Gosar.
Grace Gosar.
The candidate dismissing them as disgruntled Hillary Clinton supporters. Tension could be served up with the turkey at the Gosar family table this Thanksgiving. Vicki Barker. Parker, CBS News.
Satellite Radio's SiriusXM says it's reached a deal to buy online music source Pandora in a $3.5 billion deal. The price of gasoline is 28 cents a gallon higher than it was a year ago, but prices may be edging down.
There has been a slight drop in the cost of filling up.
Gasoline prices dropped 1 cent in the past 2 weeks. Regular grade now averages $2.90 per gallon. And they may well drop a little bit more because refiners are now able to make cheaper winter-grade product.
Industry analyst and newsletter publisher Trilby Lundberg.
In a panel of cities, Jackson, Mississippi is the low at $2.50, and San Francisco is the high at $3.69.
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, 300 new words have been added to the Scrabble dictionary from Merriam-Webster, the first changes in 4 years. The two-letter OK is among the words that can be used in the game. Zen and Yowza are now included. Biz jets will be allowed too, along with emoji, twerk, botnet, and frowny. Scrabble Dictionary has more than 100,000 words. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.